Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving Day. It's Thanksgiving Day. We praise God. It's Thursday, November the 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Well, thank God we are alive to see an experience and walk through another Thanksgiving Day. Thank you for joining us. You are dialed in to the Maximum Radio Network, and this is Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I have the honor of being your host. I'm Aubrey Gregory for the next 30 minutes or so. Well, today we are focused on giving thanks. My goodness. I don't know if you tried making a list of all of the things for which you would be thankful. My guess, if you attempted that, you're still working on that list. It has to be extremely long, almost unending. However, we're taking the time out to just stop and reflect on a few things that He has done for us, and we want to be thankful. My heart is just filled with thanks and with praise. Thank you for joining us. And I know some of you probably are in the midst of preps for the great meal and gathering of family and friends around the table, with the turkey being the chief target. Thank God for turkeys. Well, we're proposing today to focus on thanking God for all that He has done. And we're not to be trite about that, but that is very important. We come to Him with praise and request and so on and so forth, and that's appropriate. And God wants us to do petition and intercede. And I think it would be appropriate today if we could just come with thanks, thanking Papa, thanking Father, thanking Dad, if you will, for what He has done. And His mercies endures forever. First, we want to thank Him for this day. This is a day that we have been given as a gift, and we are able to focus on such normal and routine things as sitting down to have a meal with people that we care about and love. And that's a privilege. That's not something to be taken lightly, because there are many places around the world today at this moment where they're not able to do that for many reasons, for reasons of war, violence, strife. They're without shelter. They're refugees. They're just looking to eat. Forget about a Thanksgiving meal. They're just looking to eat, and looking to eat in a comfortable atmosphere and environment which does not necessarily exist for them, because they've been displaced by natural disasters such as in the Philippines and other places that we could think of that are experiencing inclement weather. And but here we are. We are relatively comfortable, and we are able to focus on connecting and fellowship and remembering and being with the people that we care about. So I'm sure you would agree that we owe thanksgiving to the Lord. What I've done is I'm opening up your line so that you can and will be heard as you take the opportunity to give praise and to thank God. Now, think of something that you would like to thank God for today. And there are many things that I'm sure we all have on a mental list or on our hearts. And to prioritize them. Come with that which you believe is really important to you. I will try to offer some of the things that I believe that God has placed on my heart. And before we do that, I want to have us begin with prayer. Then I want to go to the Word of God and look at some of the things that is offered by the Word of God in terms of our understanding and willingness to be thankful. Father, we thank you today for this day. We have never seen this day. This day has never existed before in any time, any place, because it's brand new, and it comes with new mercies. We thank you for this morning that we were able to get up and see and experience. And today is another experience of walking with you and receiving your goodness and your mercy and communicating with you and serving you and bringing you glory. So we do thank you for this day from the depths of our heart. We thank you, Lord, that you offer on this day as you have. You offer forgiveness and you offer cleansing for all those that will humble themselves and bow before your throne. And we do so today because we need your help. We need your forgiveness. We need your cleansing. We need your life, your pure life flowing through us and in us. So we welcome your benefits of forgiveness and for cleansing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this program where we are able to touch so many by your grace for your great glory. So we thank you that today someone's heart would melt before you in worship and in praise, bowing down as creation to Creator. We thank you for this day, Thursday, the 28th of November in the year 2013. And your mercies endure forever and ever. Amen. Let us take a look quickly, please. Join me. I'm looking at Psalm chapter 95 in verse 2 and 3. It said, let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Above all gods. And then in the first letter Paul wrote to Timothy in chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, it says, for everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. And then in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 34, it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Yes, his love endures forever. Let's take one more. In the 28th chapter of Psalm, the psalmist writes there in verse 7, he says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. So you see, friend, there's lots of praise in the Word of God, and we are not in short supply of the ability to thank him. We're encouraged throughout the Word of God. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's look at a quote from someone that I loved when I was growing up in terms of schooling and education. I loved his work. And it was none other than William Shakespeare. And here's what he said. O Lord, that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thankfulness. That's a quote from William Shakespeare, a man of history and a man that has made a difference in the world. Well, your lines are open, and we are open for this praise session, this thankfulness or thanksgiving session. Do you have something that you would like to share with us that you are thankful? You feel your heart throbbing around that thing. Offer it, and we'll partake of it and enjoy it with you. What is that? Your line is open. And this is your opportunity to give thanks, even before you get to the turkey. Okay, who will be the first? One at a time. Praise God. I hear someone.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Praise God.
All three and all intercessors in line this morning. This is Sister Diane.
Yes.
I choose yes, one
Diane.
If for I want to thank my God for this special day alive. It's not about the turkey. It's not about all the food. I want to thank him for life. I want to thank him for health. I want to thank him for strength. I want to thank him for his provision of salvation in my soul today. I'm glad that Christ decided to go to that cross for me so that I can be saved, I can be forgiven of my sins, I can be set free, and I want to thank him. I want to serve him with all of my heart. I want to thank him for bringing me into this place, not really having anyone, but he was always with us. He's always in the midst of our situation. And I want to thank him today. We are continuing to believe in and thanking him even in advance for healing. You know, yesterday morning I wasn't on the prayer line. I had to be in the emergency with Mr. Francis. But I'm grateful this morning. Yes, we are out. they discharged him yesterday, and he got some medication, and he's a little settled, and I want to give God thanks. In spite of what the enemy is saying, I am thanking God for the victory today. And I just really praise it. My heart is filled with gratitude to my God for all of his benefits towards me.
Yes, praise God.
I want to thank God for the prayer line that has kept us in their prayers for the Noah Tabernacle. I'm really, really grateful to you guys. We have one more week to continue to give God praise. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane, for sharing that with us. It encourages us, and we're blessed by your testimony, so to speak, and your thankfulness to the Lord. We are blessed by it. It encourages us, and we know that what we feel in our heart is not an aberration. We know that it's real because you're experiencing God's goodness, and you're thankful, and all of you are experiencing his goodness and mercy. So what I feel or what you feel is not an aberration. It's real, that he is God. He is able, and he's able to keep us and bring us through all manner of circumstances and situations. So we thank him. Now, does anyone else want to share?
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to see this day. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him that he has kept me through so many different situations, trials, ups and downs, but I thank him that he has always been there with me. Even when I separated myself from him, I thank him that he never separated himself from me. I thank him he's such a faithful God. His words cannot express the awesomeness of our God, and I just thank him this morning because I could have been dead. So many times,
we all,
on more than one occasion, the enemy tried to snatch me out, but I thank God that he said not yet, that he was able to stand up for me because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I give him glory this morning, and I thank him mostly also because I am able to celebrate this day with my children together.
Hallelujah.
I have not done this at all. I came to this country some 20-something years ago, and I was separated from my children for many years. They came one by one, and it's just a privilege and an honor for us to be able to be together and to celebrate. Like Sister Diane said, it's not so much about the turkey and all of that, but just to be able to be with one another and, to be able to fellowship and give God praise. And I'm asking the Lord to just strengthen me as the matriarch of this family to lead and guide my children. They said to train up a child in the way that they should go, and they will not depart from it. And I know that they know the Lord and they know the word, but in God's time, I know he has his hand on them, and I know that he will bring about what is already in, what is, he has already done. It's already established. It will come to pass.
Yes.
I believe it.
Praise
and him. I know that if I believe it, I will receive it. So I give him praise. I give him glory. I give him honor. I give him all the thanks. He said to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and I will not cease to praise him. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I thank God today. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him.
Well, praise God. Praise God. He is marvelous.
Hallelujah.
He is
Hallelujah.
Marvelous.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And I thank God for you and the opportunity that God has given you on this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Just to be watchful that, because the enemy has to be upset. We don't care about that, except that we are going to allow the Spirit of God to do what He has to do and is doing today. He's bringing oneness, togetherness. He's bringing peace. He's bringing connectivity and all of those wonderful things that we need, that we must have, but sometimes are elusive. So we thank God for bringing you and your family together in this awesome, on this awesome occasion. It's, the turkey is just over the top, and all the goodies that we will be partaking just over. But it's really about giving God thanks, giving God thanks. Here's what President Theodore Roosevelt said. Let me quote from him. Quote, "No people on earth have more cause to be thankful than ours." And this is said reverently. "In no spirit of boastfulness in our own strength, but with the gratitude to the giver of good who has blessed us." Unquote. That's from President Theodore Roosevelt. And let's hear what Isaiah, the prophet, has to say. He says in the 12th chapter and the 4th verse, "In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted." Well, that's what we're doing. Let me interject my little thanksgiving, if I may. I want to thank God for today. Is the, I think it's the third Thanksgiving that our mom has gone to be with the Lord, and we're without her here in the earth. And it's always been, we always got together for Thanksgiving, always did, and we just had such a good time with her and with each other. And I remember in later years, we said to her, "Mom, don't you cook anything for Thanksgiving? We got it." And do you think she would obey? she would always cook something, you know, because we even moved the celebration away from her house to ours. It'd be my house or my home or my sister's or somebody like that. So, but we had a good time. But the important thing that I want to lift up here in magnification of the Lord and His great name is what we are doing right now. My mother set up the foundations for what I'm doing right this moment. And I thank God for her based on that. You know, it's the mother in the family that's the educator. The father is to be the provider, protector, the one that holds a structure in place. But the mother is the one who is the educator. And my mom, her education that, her educating me and the rest of us, of course, my siblings, and we are gathering together later today to celebrate Thanksgiving and to give thanks. But I have to thank her because she, every morning without fail, would be up early in the morning, just like Jesus did before, while it was still dark, according to what the scripture said about him. And she would get in the Word and she would pray. And over the years, she has struggled with getting us to do the same. And there were times where we were very compliant, and there were times when we're like, "I want to sleep. Would you leave me alone?" You know, that kind of a thing. But here I am doing exactly what she taught us to do. I thank God for that. I thank God because who I am today is because of her educating me, educating me in the things of God. And not so much by rote, but by example. By example. Example. She just did the thing that ought to be done. And so we cannot forget what we saw. We might forget what we heard. Hallelujah. But we cannot forget what we saw. That stands out. That stands out. And even now I could see her early in the morning. Even now. For that I thank God. I thank Him and I give Him praise. Because look at how I'm benefiting from what I saw. Look at how we're all benefiting from what she did. We cannot even understand all of the intricacies of these things. It's too complex for us to understand how all of this connects. But we can thank Him. We can thank Him. And that's what I'm doing today. One other thing I want to thank God for is for my wife. She's on. And she's on every morning. I want to thank God for her. She is a gift to me and has been a arm of support and strength for now over 41 years.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Too awesome even, again, to try to figure it out. How does God do stuff like that? But He does. If we get out of the way and allow Him, He could do some stuff that boggles our minds. And this is one of those. So I thank God for her, for keeping her in health and in strength, and keeping her and in grace and saving her. She loves the Lord like I do. And we were able to share the Lord with each other and share our lives with each other. Again, that's just too awesome right there. It really is. So those are two things that would be at the top of my list. Two things that would be at the top of my list, and I'm thanking God. And God loves to receive thanks and praise. He does. It encourages Him to do even more and the greater for us as we give Him thanks. Right where we are, right in our situation, we give Him thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank Him. That's that, I mean, if I stop there, that would be like just totally awesome. It's just too much. I just could not, you know, thank Him for all the things. I just can't. And there are others. I want to give you a chance to voice your thanks and your praise. We've heard some, and we thank you already for those. And is there anyone else? Okay, one at a time.
Morning, Saints. Well, good morning, Pastor. First of all, good morning. Happy
good
Thanksgiving
morning.
To
good
all
morning.
Of you and the Saints. This is Florence McLaughlin.
I hear Sister Florence. Yes.
I just thank God for, like you said, it's a list that I mean you could just go on and on and on, but I just thank Him for His grace and His mercy. I thank Him for, you know, waking me up this morning in my right mind and able to move around and have, we take all those things for, that we get up out of the bed and whatever, but the people that cannot get out by themselves without somebody helping them, can't dress themselves or bathe themselves, I just thank God for the activity of my limbs that I could get up and praise Him and come on the line and with the saints and with my and the saints and praise God. I really want to thank Him, you know, for this day that we all, as I say, national and international wise, we are praising God and thanking Him on Thanksgiving Day. This is the first day that we are all together thanking him for this particular day. And like you said, it's not so much about seeing all that good stuff, but that all comes with the trimming. But I just think the travel mercy of three of my grandchildren, they made it safe in the inclement weather that they experienced. To High Point, North Carolina, where they were headed, and all three of them were headed in direction. One was coming from Atlanta into High Point, one was coming from West Orange into High Point, and the other was coming from Virginia, Norfolk, into High Point. So I thank God that they all got there safe. He protected
them.
Praise the Lord. No hurt, harm, danger, no accident, no car problem. Oh, a little traffic, but that's okay. As long as they got their say, so I made sure that they all called me back and said, "Grandma, I'm safe here. I mean, we got here okay with no problem." So I thank God for that because, you know, three young people on the road traveling in this type of weather and this time of the year, I just think that He put a hedge of protection around them that I know,
even
though they're not with me here in spirit, but they're there with their mother, their, you know, biological mother, to. You know, celebrate with her, and that's good. It's a good thing. So I thank God for that. Just, I'm just overwhelmed with so much, and I thank you for my new place. And it's just it's coming together. Still a little more things to do, but I just everything for life, health, and strength. And I just give Him all the glory this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
All of you for the different encouraging words that I heard on this line, and some things encourage you. You know, when you hear other people saying, you know, whatever they're going through, or this report or whatever, it encourages you too. So when you've been on this line, and I have, I don't know how many else, but since it began, people. So it is just a wonderful. I mean, even though I'm in retirement mode, but still yet, I get up 5:30 so I can get prepared to get on this line. I make my little coffee. I went and bought me one of the little little period thing that make the coffee real fast. And I just sit and wait for the line to be open with my cup of coffee.
Amen.
And it's just so good to do that. And I thank God for
that. Amen.
Hope everybody have a beautiful, blessed day today. Not just today, but every day of our lives.
Thank you so much. And on my list, Sister Florence, you would be on my list of things or persons I thank God for. You're a real blessing. I thank God for you. And I pray that He keeps you in perfect peace and in health, even as you celebrate on today, you and your husband. God bless both of you richly. Well, we're thanking God for safety, and for those that are traveling or expecting loved ones to travel to where you are for the get together, we pray their safe continued journey and protection, that the hedge of God and the angels would continue to watch over them and protect them from all harm, hurt, and or danger. I thank God for our assembly, our church, or our assembly of the Church of God, the people of God, and for the blessing that they are to our community and to us. And we thank God for them. We thank God that we had an opportunity to bless a few people this past week, and I think they're being blessed today, just the fact that they were not forgotten, and God wanted to let them know that they were not forgotten, and we were able to share a meal with them and be a blessing, and so we thank God for that opportunity that blessed us significantly. So once again, it's Thanksgiving Day, and we thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking your time out of your busy meal preparation schedule. On my list of Thanksgiving is what would be that I thank God that we don't have to do that today. we're cheating. We're accepting invitation to be out. We're going to be with the rest of our family over at my brother's place, and he's well enough after having major surgery in the last couple of weeks. He's home. He's doing fine. So normally he would be with us wherever. We would normally be over at my sister's for Thanksgiving because we alternate holidays. And so we're all going over there to his place today. So we don't have to be in any major preps. We've done a couple of things in order to bring some joy over there, but we're just going to relax today and kick back while the rest of you are hot in the kitchen and over the pots. And so we pray your strength as you do that, and as you simmer down, try to not overwork yourself, but it'll come together. I know the pressure of trying to put it together. I've done it many, many times. But it'll come together. Just be blessed. And let the spirit of joy and praise and thanksgiving overwhelm your atmosphere. Allow God by his spirit to stir the atmosphere around you so that there is joy and peace continually. Amen and amen. Give thanks, for he is good.
Give thanks. Pastor, this morning, we, all of us collectively, I know I can speak for everyone, we give thanks for you, Pastor Dr. Aubrey Gregory. We lift you up this morning and we give God praise and thanks for you, for who you are, for your obedience to him, for your faithfulness to him, for everything that you do according to his will. And we pray that you continue to stand on his word and allow him to lead you and guide you. We pray your strength. We pray for your strength both physically and spiritually. And we pray even a fresh anointing, and that even as you give out, that the Almighty Father would pour back into you again and again and again, and you surrendered and sold out to him always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thanksgiving to you, too. Everybody be blessed.
You.
Joy. Until we meet again tomorrow.
Amen.
You hearing anything?